Blog Talk Radio.
Following content.
You're listening to The Radio Infidel Show with George J. and the team, bringing you the truth of facts and light.
Well, good evening, and thank you for joining us. This is breaking news. I'm just so excited. I don't know if I should. I just don't know what to say. I am just almost speechless. I don't know whether to scratch my watch or wind my ass. We're joined by our special affairs contributor, or correspondent, I'm sorry, Robin is with us, and also Side, our special contributor. Welcome and good evening, guys.
Hi. Boy, this is great, isn't it?
Oh, it is awesome. We'll win tonight.
This is huge news, as they would say. Robin, kind of fill people in real quick. And again, sorry, this is off the cuff, real quick, put together in 10 minutes. Go ahead, Robin. Kind of fill people in on what's going on.
Well, actually, they called Handel as a winner around 9 o'clock with 52%, and that was 75% of the vote in. So they called it around 9 o'clock for her, but the official announcement just came a few minutes ago that she won. And then there's also a election going on in South Carolina. I guess it's over now, where Norman, the Republican, defeated Parnell in South Carolina. So the Dems are the big losers tonight.
That is 100% correct. They are indeed the big losers tonight.
I'll tell you, you guys, as well as I do, you know, these Democrats right now, they were in phase two of their meltdown. They were in phase one of their meltdown when Trump won. And now they're just, I can see snowflake suicides happening everywhere. Are you surprised? Are you surprised, though?
A little bit, yeah, because even though it's a special election, you already know from the get-go there's going to be less voter interest, there's going to be less knowledge about what's happening. A lot of people may not have even known the election was happening. But Georgia reported a record of an excess of 250,000 voters for the special election. South Carolina, unfortunately, drew less than 100,000 voters. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, Side, you're right. Robin, a record $50 million spent on this Georgia 6 race like none other before. It wasn't even from inside Georgia.
Right. I think that Ossoff was like 75% of it was out of the state. Yeah.
California. Yeah, California was huge.
Yeah, California.
Well, I also read a report on somewhere that he also had some funding from Soros.
Oh, yep. He's a Democrat, so yeah.
Yeah.
Side, you said you were a little surprised, but not totally surprised. Myself, I was hinged on hope. Hope that they could not use this as a referendum against President Trump. And it looks like that's dead.
Yep. Here's the other thing, though, alongside that, Jay. In Georgia, when there's low voter turnout, the ones that generally win are the Democrats. In this case, compared to the general elections, there was still low voter turnout, even though there were more voters than usual, and the Republicans won. That is a very big statement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Robin, tell us a little more about this Carolina vote. What was up with that?
I don't really know a whole lot about this. This didn't get as much coverage anywhere, actually. I didn't see even on social media anything too much about this one. But Norman was the last name of the Republican that defeated Parnell in South Carolina. And really, the Georgia one was the one that was played up. This one was not played up as much. But I guess
I kind of find that a little strange, don't you, Robin?
Do.
That one was played against the other. Now, what was the South Carolina see for?
Pardon me?
What was a South Carolina election for? What seat?
Oh, I didn't even hear that. I mean, they're not showing anything about it. So I mean,
I know.
I know. I don't know.
Go ahead. No,
I don't really quite get. Maybe Slide can tell us why Ohio is so much more important, because I don't really remember how Trump did there. But I thought it was a big deal that if a Republican won this deal because of what Trump did there in his election. But I can't remember how well he did in Ohio. Do you know, Cy?
I don't mean to catch you guys short. We didn't get to do any research, so we're kind of doing this off the cuff. But Cy, do you have any recollection of this other election?
It was a big deal. It's generally a big deal when anyone wins Ohio, not just because of the actual count if he wins, but I don't remember what his actual numbers were there, unfortunately.
I don't remember the numbers, but I do remember he won Ohio, right?
From what I can understand, it was pretty low. It was pretty close. That's what I understood from it.
It was close. It was close, but he won. I mean, that's what I remember. And this is why we don't. And this is why we don't do live breaking news.
We're doing okay.
Although we can do it better than CNN, apparently.
Here we go. Trump 46.2%. Clint 44%. So Trump won.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now I knew he won, but I didn't know by what margin. Okay. So,
it was over the 0.5 margin that would have triggered a recount, and the electorate vote that he gets from this, it's a very big push. That's why everyone always fights for Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Robin, tomorrow morning, Democrats, is it going to be mass suicide, or is it going to be finger pointing in the blame game that they normally do?
I think it's probably going to be a little bit of both. I really think they thought they were going to win Ohio. I do. And I think this is going to be a huge wake-up call. But, you know, as far as the hysteria, it could go either way. They could double down on Trump or, start investigating more people and just double down on investigations and out of spite. And, I mean, it could go either way, I imagine.
True. Aside, I think this sends a huge message against Democrats with all the money they poured into this. I mean, millions, tens of millions of dollars they poured into this, and they couldn't pull it off.
That's not just all of it, Jay. There was already reports that a couple of judges in Georgia allowed a couple of Democrat districts to run their voting polls 30 minutes after closing time. So there were already rumors of some fraud. And to top it off, even the areas that were full of quote-unquote reluctant Trump voters, people who had no other choice in their opinion, they, instead of voting Democrat, which is what they normally do, they voted Trump as well. This is a huge slap in the Democrats' face.
Oh, no, without a doubt. I mean, if you couple the millions of dollars that the Democrats tried to pour in, and mind you again, not Democrats that live in that. This man didn't even live in that district. And the president so rightfully tweeted today about that point. And many other millions of people, retweeted that. The guy doesn't even live there. I would be offended. One, if somebody came into where I live and they didn't live in my community or know my community. Two, I would be highly offended if outside interests poured millions of dollars in there to get him elected. I think that plays a lot into it. Do you not, Robin?
I do. I sure do. Because, money buys influence. So, yeah, I do think it. And, on the coverage of this, I didn't really see a whole lot of negative stuff for her. The only thing that they tried to portray as negative on her was that she was opposed to the increase in the wages, you know, dang it.
Minimum wage?
She was opposed to that, and she was pro-choice, and they tried to, you know, make those out as negative. But I saw a lot more negative stuff on him, you know.
Oh, God, yeah, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. Do you think because of the region being Georgia, because you know Georgia people are Georgia proud. I lived there for a few years, and those are the down home to earth USA Southern Americans. You think that played into a lot of this?
That played into a big part of it, but keep in mind too that Georgia has slowly been growing in its ethnic base. There's a large number of African Americans, large number of Latino Americans, people that may prefer to voting for Democrats because they like more of that socialized system, or because they were real rabid Obama fans. So that's still a possibility in Georgia, unfortunately, but the core is still Trump. Even if they don't agree with him 100%, it's Trump.
I remember when I lived there back in the early 2000s, I think I lived there in 2001, 2004, that the Mexican or Hispanic or whatever you want to call it, started a boom there. So I think immigration still plays into the favor of our president. Robin, so going forth, what do you think this message sends to the mainstream media?
The mainstream media. Well, they better get on board with Trump and the Republicans. They're going to lose along with the Democrats if they don't change their message and start being honest with the American people and the Dems. They need to stop their hateful rhetoric and all that stuff and get on board and start cooperating. Or they're going to be history. The South Carolina one, it was Ralph Norman, the Republican who defeated Archie Parnell in the 5th District.
Great, great, great information. Thank you. And we're going to leave the final comment aside because we're coming up on our about a minute and a half out. So, Side, what would you tell the mainstream media?
That they need to start respecting the will of the people. They can't just continue playing the sound of what the Democrats want. That's not what the people want.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to leave it off. Guys, thank you for joining us live. I'm breaking. We don't normally do this, but we were so excited about it that we just had to jump on the air and say, go Trump, go Republican Party. We've got to get Ryan out of office. Do you guys not agree with that?
I agree.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
We got to get rid of the rhinos. Guys, thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the Radio Infidel Show. Join us tomorrow night at our normal time, live, 9 p.m. for the left, liberal left outrage. Have a great night. Thank you, guys.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Lord of darkness, my old friend, normies oppressing us again, watching commies flee on live streaming, farming kecks with all this dank meaning, fight the brainwashing that was planted while in Yale, fucking white male, fighting for I'd be a cuck, but I've no time for peaceful trucks. Swimming through their sea of Marxist tears, allied with my fellow red pill peers. When my rage was stoked by the blur of an airborne brick, baseman with stick resists the call. Berkeley Street. streets I saw 10 hundred retards, maybe more. People shouting Nazi ass-centrists, pissed off hysterical mass Bolsheviks. People crying racist, that shit we never said. And then they fled, disturbed by sense and logic. Rivlin told you spoiled proud.